For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Judge Eleanor Shockett first became interested in drug policy when she wrote her senior paper on the administration of U.S. drug laws. She maintained her interest in U.S. drug policy and was elected to the Circuit Court of Miami, Dade County, Florida, in 1991. Since she retired from the bench at the end of 2002, she has vowed to speak out against the war on drugs.
It's a waste of everybody's time, and it's a waste of everything good, and it's a waste of lives. And I sat in Dade County. 70% of the estimated drug users are estimated to be white. And I will tell you, the first year I sat on the bench, except for two college kids who had a marijuana arrest for a little bit and were going to go to drug court, I didn't see any white folks. I saw primarily blacks and Hispanics. I used to go out on by bus, and I used to go out in places with the police, you know. They didn't go to white neighborhoods, and these white folks, like Rush Limbaugh, are getting their drugs somewhere, and sometimes they bring their problems into the black neighborhoods, and those neighborhoods don't want them any more than the white neighborhoods do. If they want to find out more about LEAP, the easiest way to do it is to go to LEAP.cc on the internet, and they can get a copy of our mission statement. We're here to educate the public, the media, and policymakers to the failure of the current drug policy by presenting a true picture of the history, causes, and effects of drug abuse and drug-related crimes. We want to restore the public's respect for law enforcement, and we want to reduce the harm that is being done to the citizens of the United States and to our Constitution, I may add, by ultimately ending drug prohibition. Now, what we want to do is get rid of the drug dealer. And we have given over the control and regulation of the drugs to the bad guy, the drug dealer, who is motivated by nothing more than profit.
$500 billion a year. That's how much we give to the terrorist organizations, the drug cartels, and the violent street gangs to support their black market activities in drugs. And of course, each year in the U.S., we squander 50, 60, 80, perhaps as much as $120 billion a year trying to stop the supply or the demand for drugs. These members of law enforcement against prohibition served their time in the trenches, and much like Saul turns to Paul, they have tried to amend for their previous actions. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.